I still think the best thing I've heard in the last 24 hours is Bill Barr going up to Nancy Pelosi. Hey, did you bring your handcuffs? I think that's just precious. I do. And, you know, that takes stones. You just walk up to the Speaker of the House. Hey, you bring your handcuffs. Because he knows that you can't find him or accuse him of breaking the law or being dishonest when he's following the law. Because in order to provide what the Democrat members of House are demanding, the Attorney General would have to break federal law. He would have to break law and give 6E information, which is protected by federal law. It's grand jury testimony, for example. And so, therefore, he can't do that. You're demanding that he comply with the subpoena to break the law. And if he doesn't comply with the subpoena, you'll find him in contempt of Congress, which is what they're working on now. As you know, the first vote went through. And that leaves William Barr in kind of a strange position, but apparently didn't lose his sense of humor along the way. Now, having said that, I want to go to one of my, I guess, more favorite voices of reason when it comes to something like this. And I don't always agree with Jonathan Turley, but he does bring a sense of, he brings a sober sense of conversation. You know, he's not just out there. He's not some left-wing loopy or some hardcore dug-in righty. He's a guy who comes down the middle and says, listen, this is what the law says, and this is why you're in a tough place. And he says to the Democrats, if they continue to try to attack William Barr on this issue, they're heading into a world of hurt, is the term that he used here. It's bite number four from Professor Jonathan Turley from George Washington University. Here is his comment on what the Democrats are doing to the Attorney General. Bite four. Go.
I believe that the contempt action of this committee was unfounded, but I also believe that if it goes to a federal court, this is another area where I think that this committee could lose. The issue of Rule 6E was addressed during the confirmation hearing when senators asked me, why won't he commit to releasing the full and unredacted report? And I said, because that would be a crime. You're asking him to commit to an act to secure confirmation that would violate the federal law. If he had said that, despite our friendship, I would have opposed his confirmation because that would be unethical. So there's no question that he cannot release that Rule 6E information. I was counsel in the Rocky Flats case. That's the largest Rule 6E case I know of. We spent years trying to get that special counsel report released. So I'm not a fan of Rule 6E. But we lost. And if you take a look at the McKeever case, which was just handed down by the D.C. Circuit, you are heading into a world of hurt if you go to the D.C. Circuit and argue that you could order Barr, or that Barr could unilaterally release Rule 6E information.
And he can't. That's the whole point. William Barr, the Attorney General, can't release that kind of information. It would be a violation of federal law. That would subject him to being cuffed and dragged by Nancy Pelosi to the basement of the Capitol and you know, faced with corporal punishment for his misdeeds. His only real misdeed has been telling the truth so far. And again, I come back to the Democrats' desperate moves here. I mean, think about this. There's been an unredacted report, version of the Mueller report, sitting in a sealed, secured room at the Capitol for, 2 weeks now? It's 99.9% unredacted. There are two sentences redacted and half of five additional sentences redacted. That's it. And if Gerald Nadler, the Waddler, if he wanted to go down there and read it, he could. He hasn't bothered. Neither have his staff members. Neither has anybody else from the Democrat Party or their staff members that I'm aware of. Now, why is that? Well, the answer is pretty simple. Because they know there's nothing there. All of this that you're seeing about trying to hold Barr in contempt and making threats, it's all posturing, it's all politics, and it's all BS. Because the report's there for everybody to see. And if you were a journalist, for example, and you knew you couldn't use that source, you'd go get independent verification. You'd find another way to make the circle complete, so therefore you could go to the American people and say, here's what we learned and here's what we know. But they're not doing that because they know full well all they're doing is playing politics and trying to do whatever they can to discredit this president and his administration. I mean, isn't it interesting that they came with a full frontal attack on the messenger, not the message, that there is no collusion, that there was no conspiracy with Russia. They don't even talk about that anymore. It's all about obstruction of justice. Well, the president tried to prevent this from happening. you're investigating a crime that never occurred. Well, it's just like Watergate. Well, except for the fact in Watergate, there was actually an underlying crime. In this case, there is no underlying crime. There is no foundation to pursue this. And now you've got, of course, the James Comey, John Brennan, Jimmy Clapper fiasco going on, because that whole circular firing squad is just going to get more wound up. And I look forward to that. And as you look at what Horowitz is doing and the new attorney from Connecticut and Huber and all of these figures, they are going to have significant impact on where this all goes. You watch. Now, at the same time, the White House does have some problems, because the problems occur over the oversight, the constitutional oversight responsibilities of the House. When they come and demand documents from the president, he's going to be in a very difficult spot, even though it's wrong. You know it's wrong. I know it's wrong for them to go after his income records and his business records going back to 2013 and sometimes much farther back. Even though it's wrong, the constitutional oversight responsibilities of the House might allow them to get away with doing that and basically trying to find something to manufacture a crisis. That's what they need. They're trying to manufacture something they can turn into an issue well before they get to November of 2020. That's all it's about. It's not about truth. It's not about justice. It's not about the American way. It's about nailing Donald Trump because they don't like him and they don't think he ever should have been elected president. And they're disgusted by anyone, especially you, sir, there in the back, anyone that voted for him. You're a lowlife. You're a knuckle dragger. You're deplorable and you're worse because you voted for Donald Trump. And my God, you'd do it again. What's wrong with you? It is 52 after on a Thursday. This is the Steve Gruber Show. Quick break. We'll be right back with your sports update.
You've seen the headlines. Water purity has never been more important than it is today. It's time to give yourself and your family the best water you can. Wolverine Water is Michigan's premier water treatment company and has been since 1947. Wolverine serves customers statewide, and they're ready to test your water for free. With everything you've heard, you need peace of mind. You need Wolverine Water in your free water test. Go to SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo. That's SteveGruber.com and click on the Wolverine Water logo.
There are kids at some of the schools in our Greater Lansing community who are struggling with basics like food, clothing, a safe place to live. When you're worried about the basics, it's harder to learn. If you can read and write, you can help these kids, which is a tremendous investment in our community. If you've got some time and want to be a part of the solution, the Capital Area Literacy Coalition could use your help. Visit thereadingpeople.org for details. That's thereadingpeople.org for details.